May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1113. How watchful is the loving Lord, how sweet his providential word to children that believe. Your very hairs are numbered all, not one by force or chance can fall without your Father's leave. 1113.
Thank you. us to read together from his holy word. From the second book of Chronicles, chapter 20. The second book of Chronicles, chapter 20, and we'll read the first 30 verses. It came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend for ever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us, to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are up on thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord, with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken, ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And the Levites, of the children of the Kohathites, of the children of the Kohites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth for ever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in the gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the 4th day they assembled themselves in the valley of Berakah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the valley of Berakah unto this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries, when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word of truth. Now may help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, could thou favour us, Lord, once more to venture on thy great and holy name. But Lord, how can we come? In and of ourselves, Lord, we have a body of sin and death. One poor man cried out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? And Lord, this poor sinner has to cry and confess, behold, I am vile. Born in sin, shapen in iniquity, and Lord, it does shape every thought, every word, every deed. And Lord, we have to say, can ever God dwell here? O Lord, but do in thy rich mercy favour us not to pour on ourselves too long, but look to Jesus, to see their one kind and strong, to see their mercy joined with power. Lord, we come then, Lord, pleading that one precious name, pleading that one sacrifice, that one shedding of blood, that one finished work, that one resurrection power. And Lord, may it be precious to our soul. May there be a longing for it. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. O Lord, we dread to be left to some form that denies the power thereof, something of self, something of sin, something of Satan. We dread to be left to build, as it were, our houses upon the sand, for great will be the fall of it. But Lord, our desire is to find that rock, which is Christ, to anchor there. Oh, to know the hope of Israel. Oh, to know that, Lord, that the powers of hell shall not prevail against. And Lord, we come, mine's an urgent, pressing case. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Lord, as we stand in this solemn place, oh, we do pray that thou would not send us, Lord, we join in the prayer of it, empty away. Lord, do in thy rich mercy, then remember us and help us to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, but as we come, not worthy of the least of all thy mercies, O Lord, as we come, we humbly acknowledge and give thanks. Oh, how great is thy goodness. We are still on praying ground. Lord, we know thy rich provision. Lord, thou hast provided, and Lord, provided in that abundance. Lord, in those things here below. But Lord, also. Oh, we humbly trust, Lord, thou hast provided for our precious, never-dying souls in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, there is that will stand when this world is in a blaze. And, Lord, we pray that thou would bless, Lord, dear souls in this house of prayer still. Lord, as we bear before thee once more, precious younger souls, dear children, dear ones that are fast growing up in life, oh, in mercy remember them with the favour that thou dost bear to thy people. Visit them with thy salvation. May there be a cry from their souls. Oh, do keep them in all the pathway. May they prove that the Lord will provide. With God nothing shall be impossible. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Favour them to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and to know that all these things shall be added unto you. In mercy then remember them, and keep them, Lord, oh, do keep them as the very apple of thine eye. And prepare them, and we that are old also, for all thy will. For, Lord, we know not what a day, an hour, a split second may bring forth. In mercy do remember then, Lord, older ones. Remember those, each of us as parents, some as grandparents, some as great-grandparents. Lord, we do plead that thou would bless in the dear families. And oh, we plead once more, my God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, do lengthen out those mercies known. And Lord, do be better to us than all our sins and all our fears. Lord, in mercy then do remember those that walk in affliction's pathway. Lord, be very near to them. Be very gracious to them. And Lord, oh, provide for them. May they be favored to lean upon their beloved. May they know from time to time tokens for good. And Lord, those that may know affliction in soul, downcast, brought low, the enemy as that roaring lion, oh, that he would devour. Oh, in mercy arise, make bare thy holy arm. None can lean too hard upon thee. Oh, do hear the cries as the brethren would bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. And there are those that in love do bear the burden with the afflicted. Grant to them much needed grace. Patience, help. And oh, may there be that one in Christ, one accord and one place. Oh, this is of the Lord's mercy, of the Lord's blessing. Hear prayer then, each that mourn, those that walk in a lonely pathway. Thou didst say, as a mother, will I comfort you. Thou didst say, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We humbly plead thine own word before thee. Draw near, Lord, go with them. Those with burdens, those, Lord, with mountains, those with impossibilities, those with crooked things, those that need thee to go before, to lead in a plain path, to show me now thy way. O Lord, do hear their cries. Grant answers of peace. Speak the word, this is the way, walk ye in it. Oh, do favour souls to cast a burden upon the Lord then, and know thy sustaining. And thou dost know, Lord, exercise souls. Oh, those in whom thou art working. Oh, do, Lord, be very gracious to them. And Lord, may they all find that, Lord, as they stand by the well, that drawn, Lord, from above. O Lord, thou canst do it. Thou canst grant that strengthens, still waters. May there be green pastures. Oh, may there be that sweet to the taste, that to go in the strength of, as it were, 40 days and 40 nights. May there be a proving then, that the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither the cruse of oil fail, and there will be that is fulfilled. In mercy prepare us each then, for all thy will and to stand before thee. And Lord, if it be thy holy will, we do plead thy word. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I will restore. Oh, in mercy, Lord, do be that good physician. Do we not read in thy word and that thou didst heal them all? Oh, do we not read those precious fear not? Do in thy mercy then, remember me, O my God, concerning this also. Lord, do be with our dear friend at the desk, each deacon, this church and people. O Lord, do help them together then, to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Remember those, Lord, each cause of truth represented here this night. O Lord, we do plead then to know that one in Christ. When is it Christians all agree, when nothing in themselves they see, but Jesus Christ is all in all. Lord, remember those as they gather at home this night. Thy dear servant, there we trust. Oh, do feed the flock with food convenient. May there be that helps, that strengthens. Oh, Lord, do hear the cries there. Help us, Lord, as we would turn to thy holy word. Lord, thou knowest each case before thee. Grant that to thy honour and glory then. And Lord, do lead into the cases, Lord, of one and another. Younger ones, older ones, those that bear, as it were, the burden and heat of the day. O Lord, do strengthen from thy word. O Lord, satisfy then longing souls, those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. And Lord, take this wretched sinner out of sight. But oh, who is sufficient for these things? But Lord, oh, could there be that by faith, seeing no man save Jesus only, not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name, that honour and that glory. In mercy then, remember our royal house. Remember those in our parliament, in our government. Oh, could there be a turning to thee? Surrounded, Lord, difficulties, impossibilities. But is anything too hard for the Lord in this also? Lord, are still not the cattle on 1,000 hills thine, every beast of the forest mine, saith the Lord. Oh, could there be those as dear Hezekiah led to pray, turn to the wall and pray to the Lord. Lord, raise up men, women then of prayer, those that know the need for that wisdom and that knowledge from above, those with a single eye to thy honour and glory. O leave us not to corruption, to stagger to and fro, to the power of darkness, to the wicked that spreadeth himself as a green bay tree, to those of the synagogue of Satan, to the heathen. Oh, in mercy, Lord, arise. Could we see a turning of the tide? Could we see a building on that one foundation, Jesus Christ and him crucified? Lord, thou hast blessed this nation in days past. Thou hast heard the cry of thy dear people, the remnant. O, leave us not, neither forsake us. We don't plead it, Lord, because of anything in us. But, we would lay help upon one that is mighty. In mercy, remember any unable to come up to thy house. Dear parents, dear children, Lord, do be with them and be with them in those things read to the dear children. May there be that for dear parents also, a true feeding. Help us then, have mercy upon us, and those that keep the peace at home and abroad. Lord, work in men's souls, and Lord, in those deep things in the earth. Oh, could there be a turning to thee, a right considering, and Lord, coming before thee, just as we are. Have mercy then upon us. Help us, Lord. We beg these and every mercy, pleading it for Jesus Christ's sake.
Hymn 758. Sons of God in tribulation, let your eyes the Saviour view. He's the rock of our salvation. He was tried and tempted too, all to succour every tempted, burdened son. 758.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the second book of the Chronicles, chapter 20. And I'll read verses 15 and 17. The second book of Chronicles, chapter 20. I'll read verses 15 and 17. And he said, "Hearken, ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." The words particularly on my mind are, "Ye shall not need to fight in this battle, for the battle is not yours, but God's." What an unspeakable mercy and blessing when the Lord raises up true leaders, men of prayer. We have been blessed in past days in our dear land and nation, those that turn to the word of the Lord, those that fearlessly stood in our parliament and would not give up, oh, but sought that was right before the Lord and truly battled in prayer and in that place, for that to his honour, that to his glory. And then these are the words of a true prophet of the Lord. "Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation." Oh, I think once more, those of us that stood about that grave, Lord's dear servant, late servant, Mr. Wood, oh, that the Lord would again raise up true prophets in Zion. God is able of these stones to raise up, yes, those children of Abraham. As one Elijah passes away, may the Lord cause some Elisha to arise. And oh, if there is one exercise within these walls this night, may you truly prove, oh, in the Lord's time and in the Lord's way, this great blessing came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. For the battle is not yours but God's. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. All to his honour, to his glory. All for the good of precious, never dying souls. But here, Dear Jehoshaphat, here's that news. There came a great multitude against thee. They're coming. We spoke this morning of those burdens, of those mountains, of those impossibilities, of those battles, of those things that do distress, of those things that do cast down. Is it as a great multitude? Is it as the sand of the sea? Is it with you, sinner, completely and utterly impossible? You know, those armies of old, they were deliberately arrayed to appear as great multitudes, rank upon rank, banner upon banner, that even before the battle was closed, there would be that fear in the other camp's heart. Oh, as they would march against them. We read in the prophet Joel of those that came as that great army, those that consumed all before them. He's speaking figuratively. He's looking at that great army of consuming caterpillars, consuming locusts. And oh, those that so come as that cloud and cover all and consume all. Oh, is this your fear, soul? There's a blessed link with that this morning. Be still and know that I am God. Yes, there is still that here. Stand ye still. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. What a mercy. What a favor. Well, dear Jehoshaphat, fear. Don't be surprised at the fear, soul. As we spoke again this morning, those, yes, they'd gone forth in that boat at the Lord's command to go to the other side, but the storm arose. The wind raged. There was that that threatened the boat, that threatened to bring them to that awful sinking state. So, do you know it still? Do you fear? I pause here. Sin, you know, is an awful thing. The rage of sin, the power of sin, the tide of sin, the unceasing nature of sin, evil imagination of the heart continually. And the solemnity is it not, dear soul, that oh, at last we will each and every one stand before that great white throne, stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account. Some of you will recall, perhaps, must have spoken of it in this house of prayer before, having in business to go before an earthly judge. You know, those then arrayed in that court, That's the one place that truth must be known. It's so important in the law of our country. You may not go before an earthly judge for something in this land that could convict you to prison, but if you lie, if you do not speak that truth before that judge, he's got the power to immediately commit you to prison. That's the place, the core, where there is no escape. The truth will out. The truth will be known. Does that make you tremble? Before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Does it make you tremble as you read what the Lord Jesus Christ declared? That there will be that separation as a man separated the sheep from the goats. It will either be, come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you, or depart, I never knew you. Outer darkness, weeping, gnashing of teeth. These things are so solemn to the sinner. Jehoshaphat feared, but that wasn't all he did, sinner. He set himself to seek the Lord. What a mercy. O Lord, do help me to set myself to seek the Lord. Not be overcome in my fear, but oh, be still and know that thou art God. To set yourself and seek the Lord. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ask and it shall be given you. Those that seek me early shall find me. They are the shells and wills of Jehovah. Oh, do you see the word of God blessedly step by step? Fear. Yes, but oh, to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout Judah. There was that that was marked. There was that of, oh, utter determination to come before the Lord in confession. I think of those of Nineveh of old. The certainty of the Lord's judgment there. But when Jonah was sent to declare the word of the Lord, there was sackcloth from the throne downwards. O Lord, do grant me then that repentance. Do grant me then a mourning over self and yet after thee. But O soul, mark the next step also. Judah gathered themselves together. You have not forsaken this night, soul, the gathering of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Dear younger soul, and older souls also, don't neglect the gathering of yourselves together. Some in this house of prayer, this sinner standing before you, has proved, even in a foreign land, knowing nothing of them there, how the Lord blessedly led, and how the Lord spoke, and how there was true worship, May have been some 30 years ago now, but I haven't forgotten the living reality of that Lord's Day morning in a foreign capital. And ask help of the Lord. So, there is that we can plead and pray for. There is that as we come up to the Lord's house to pray rightly exercise concerning. I trust so you don't just put on, as it were, those Sunday clothes and out of habit, tradition and that form come up to the Lord's house. I trust, and that it may be so from each heart and each soul, on the Saturday, perhaps before in the week, the Lord's Day is coming. Lord, I have a need. Lord, could there be that read that meets my need? Could there be that prayed over? Could there be that set forth? Some, you know, don't find it easy coming up to the Lord's house. Has one come up this night groaning within, fearing, coming, with a burden, coming with a need? And asking as they come up, help of the Lord. Seeking his help. Seeking that from above. Seeking that to the honour and glory of his great and holy name. And it may be a coming up in darkness. And there may be encouragement. Yes, there is that light in his house. Literally so. And Lord, come on, that light in my soul. We must pass on. And here, you see, they're standing and they're waiting. This is the gospel, waiting. For that to blessedly flow. And all Judah stood before the Lord. Mark this, with their little ones. Their wives and their children. Bring them up. Bring them up in the heart. Not literally found here, like the little ones are at home this night. But spread them before the Lord. That you might be favored. That we might be favored as mothers and fathers in Israel. For this child I prayed. You see, there were one in this. The enemy would love to overcome them all. And I had no mind of speaking of this, but you know, it's no different in our day and generation. There are those that have literally declared utter destruction for the Lord's ancient people. And there are those that have solemnly tried down through the ages of time, watch Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Watch the unfolding of the purposes of God, the purposes of heaven. There will be that to his honour, glory and praise. But to come to this word, the battle. Oh, we see in a battle. Or do you just, as it were, lie down and let it tread all over you? Oh, the solemnity of being carried along by the tide of sin. I speak to self. But oh, may the blessed Spirit of Truth speak to you also, soul. Yes. How can we stand in this battle? But, oh, we read the dear apostle as he sees this. And there is that brought before his church, brought before his dear people. As he sees one. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. This battle, for it became him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory. That sons and daughters out of great tribulation to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. We read in the revelation of that captain, that one on that great white horse. Oh, we read of that glorious strength and that glorious power. All power. Oh, soul, he's gained the victory. He's given unto me in heaven and in earth. But oh, that battle. The battle. In Gethsemane, the going to and fro. Oh, being in an agony, he prayed the more earnestly. If you've come up to the Lord's house in that measure of darkness this night, consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Is the Lord teaching? Is the Lord leading? In the footsteps of the flock, looking unto Jesus. Oh, in a little measure, following, yes, very, very far off. But oh, the great captain of your salvation. And oh, one, as he declared in the garden, this is your hour, the power of darkness. Oh, the awfulness of that power of darkness. But oh, so he walked it. He walked it in love for the sins of his dear people. He walked it despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He walked it mocked, spat upon, set at naught. He walked it, crucify him, crucify him. What a battle is here. And oh, he, bearing his cross, went forth, and they crucified him and sat down and watched him there. The darkness over the land from the ninth hour, from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Here's the scene of the battle song. Oh, the battle is not yours, but God's. This is where sin is dealt with. This is where sin for his dear people is washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. And the sinner longs to know that their sin is found there. Washed in that precious, precious blood. And they long to hear his voice in this also. It is finished. Salvation's work is done for them. Done with sin. Oh, yes, taken into that land of forgetfulness, never to be found again. Cast, as it were, into the depths of the sea. Laid upon him. And ought not Christ to have suffered and enter into his glory? Not one of them is lost, you know, dear soul. What a battle is here. The battle is not yours, but God's, sinner. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. And then that resurrection power, the grave cannot hold him. I say it again to his honour, glory and praise, vain the watch, the stone, the seal. Have you felt its rising power? Have you known that resurrection power? When you look for the old enemy as those we touched on there, Emmaus Road, downcast, sad. But oh, how the Lord blessedly, blessedly worked in them. And their very hearts burned with it. And he was revealed in the breaking of bread. This is your Lord. This is your God. And so we read, for the battle is not yours but God's. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Now, yes, each and every one of the Lord's dear people knows something of that battle of sin, knows something of that great conflict. And oh, Lord, am I one of thine? Am I one of thy dear people? I'm not like unto one of thy people. You can say it with dear Ruth. Why takest thou knowledge of me, seeing that I am a stranger? But oh, so is it under whose wings thou art come to trust? But then, those things in the pathway. And the Lord knows each burden. The Lord knows each exercise. The Lord knows that he has spoken. The Lord knows that is prayed before the Lord. Finally, dear Paul writes to the Ephesians, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. Put on the whole armour of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles of the devil. Be still and know that I am God. Stand ye still. Set yourself. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. The wiles of the devil, a mighty foe, but the battle is not yours but God's. What a mercy. What a favour. What a blessing. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. I think of Manoni's wife. They stood by as the angel of God worked wondrously. If the Lord had showed us such things as these, would he be pleased then to kill us? No, soul. No, the wiles of the devil. Oh, the old enemy comes in very subtly. The old enemy were dragged down to the very depths. The old enemy seems to at times, as that poor mad Gadarene roaming those hills, roaming those tombs, he seems to so dominate and have won. But oh, blessed, blessed be his holy name. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Jehoshaphat knew this. Wherefore take unto you the whole armour of God. Oh, so there is the armour of God. Through Christ Jesus, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, set yourselves. Oh, may there be much encouragement. He that putteth his hand to the plough and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. But oh, much encouragement, as dear Luther, we touched on him this morning. Here I stand, I can do no other. You keep praying, dear soul, you keep looking, dear soul, watching at the posts of his doors, waiting. Yes, there. No other name, no other place. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, with truth. Oh, that soul that can cut through the wiles of the devil. When the Lord blessedly speaks, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, not your own. That's filthy rags, but that blessedly and gloriously reflects that of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the great captain of your salvation, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, when Jehoshaphat feared, oh, what is one of the instincts in fear? To flee. Oh, to turn back in the day of battle. But your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, peace. By his cross as Jesus made, the church's everlasting head. We spoke this morning, I believe, the peace of God that passeth understanding. Oh, dear tempted soul, dear tried soul. Oh, may you be blessedly favoured. You know this word in Ephesians. I doubtless read it before. probably a good number of times and heard it read. But, oh, the one time it was so brought home to my soul was in deep, deep need. I think it was a New Year's Day, bank holiday morning. My wife, my dear one, asked me in the bed what was the matter. You know, she knew. She knew. And oh, as I tried to tell her, the fact that she knew and the Lord had already revealed it to her, sealed it home the more, the great burden of it. And I turned to a Gideon New Testament that my dear parents had given us boys years before. And it had some headings in the front of that, where to go in the time of trouble. And one of those headings was needing courage. It went to Ephesians 6. If ever the word of God was mine, every syllable of it. Oh, if ever I groaned it out before the Lord. But you see, the battle was not yours but God's. You have no need to fight in this battle. It was the sealing by the blessed Spirit. It was that was sealed home. Yes. And it may be the words that the Lord has granted this day to you as a church and people, to precious souls within these walls. Is there not a cause? The Lord knows. I don't know, but the Lord knows. And oh, so plead them before the throne of grace. But the word doesn't stop there. Above all, taking the shield of faith, trust, belief. O ye of little faith. Poor Peter, when he looked upon his Lord, he could walk on the impossibility of the water. But when he looked about, he sank. Is it so with you? But oh, the cry goes forth. And oh, the cry is heard. And the Lord saves. Still blessed, blessed be his holy name, the Lord saves. Oh, faith. As a single object, a single eye to his honour, to his glory, to his eternal praise. And what a shield it is. Oh Lord, grant me that faith. Faith to live on that rock. Faith to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Faith is the gift of God. Pray for it. And oh, so there are times when it will be blessedly, blessedly given and poured forth in abundance. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench. You notice that little word, all, the fiery darts of the wicked. Them all. Do you have an enemy? Do you have an impossibility? Do you have a hard question? Do you have a great mountain? Be still and know that I am God. Quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Oh, soul, there is that to protect. There is that to blessedly follow your Lord and your Saviour. There's that to cut through the very Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto. Do we not speak this morning of that perceiving, in that sense of know that I am God, that seen by faith? Oh, perhaps the vision is yet for an appointed time, but though it tarry, wait for it. But oh, don't use that as an excuse not to pray on, not to cast your burden upon the Lord. The Lord knows where there is that need of patience, that patience may have her perfect work. But oh, to pray that the Lord's will might be done. Oh, not to be left to hinder, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. As for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly and make known the mystery of the gospel. Is that what you long for, soul? To know that blessedly open, from which I am an ambassador in bond, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Well, the Lord knows. We were going to speak of those various battles of the Lord's dear people. But oh, the Lord knows them all. And that last battle, the valley of the shadow of death. But the battle is not yours, but God's. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. May the Lord bless his own word and pardon all amiss. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £810, for which we are very thankful. And I would just remind you that the collections today are for Mr. Ramsbottom in remembrance of his 50 years preaching here. God willing, Mr. Pocock is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Ramsbottom next Lord's Day, and hopes to address the Sunday school. And our friends at Oakington hold their New Year's service on Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 297. Jehovah has said, 'tis left on record, the righteous are one with Jesus the Lord. At all times he loves them, 'twas for them he died, yet oft times he proves them, for grace must be tried. 297.
O Lord, do forgive all spoken amiss. Bless abundantly, bless thine own pure word this day. Take us each as we go now under thy kind care and protection. And may there be there to still spread before the Lord. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all